provision. We see the Lord's hand of protection and really endless things that the Lord has done. We can look back and see that the good hand of the Lord was upon us every step of the way, whether it was through times of affliction, times of trial, whatever it may have been. It's just a blessing to see how good the Lord is, and really we have every reason to be thankful. I had to cut you off at some point, though, because we do have to get to pie eventually. So, but I wanted to share just briefly tonight, and actually, I was thinking about what I was going to share on, and there is a little bit more from this morning, and that I'd like to draw your attention to. So, I'm going to look at Luke chapter 17 again. Our passage that we looked at this morning was verses 11 through 19, and I want to share just a few more insights into from the Word of God into what it means to really be thankful and that the blessedness of thankfulness. This morning we looked at this same passage. We learned a couple things about being thankful and the reasons that we have to be thankful, and we saw here in this passage how 10 lepers were healed by Jesus as he was journeying from Galilee to Jerusalem, and only one of the men who were healed actually turned back to thank Jesus once he was healed. And in the few moments that we have tonight, I'd like to look once again at the one man who returned, the one man who offered praise and thanksgiving to Christ, and I'd like to focus on how blessed it is to be thankful. I want to read the passage again, so follow along as I read verses 11 through 19 here in Luke chapter 17. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. As I look at this passage again, what I see first is that there is a blessedness and thankfulness because it is right to be thankful. It is right to be thankful. This one man realized something that the other 9 men did not, that Christ is deserving to be praised. Christ hasn't become any less praiseworthy over the years. We've just replaced the praise of God really with the praise of ourselves. We focus often on all of our favorite foods, all the good deals we're going to get the day after Thanksgiving, all the family we're going to spend time with. We celebrate everything and everyone except the only one that's really worth celebrating. We become more like those 9 lepers who didn't give Jesus another thought and continue to only focus on themselves. This one man, he did what he could. He did what he should. He continued to glorify God. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet and gave him thanks. And some of us think that only special occasions warrant such a special celebration of praise and thanksgiving to God. And so we mark it on our calendars and say that Thanksgiving is that occasion, that one time a year that we're going to do that. But the reality is that whenever we're able, we should be offering praise and thanksgiving to God, the one who has given everything to us. It may not seem like this man did all that much for Jesus, because all it describes him doing is falling at his feet, worshiping God, calling out with a loud voice as he did it and gave him thanks. Doesn't seem like a whole lot, but considering what Jesus had done for him, and again, it really wasn't necessarily proportionate to what Jesus had done for him, nevertheless, this man did everything that he could. He was offering everything he could to Jesus when he fell at Jesus' feet and gave him thanks. It was right for him to do what he did, even though Jesus deserves so much more. It's really remarkable how much God calms our spirits when we feel that we're doing all that we can the right way, even though we often fall so short of our own desire of wanting to please God as much as possible. None of us can truly and fully express the level of thankfulness that we have for Christ, for all the things that he's done for us and for who he is to us. What Christ has done for us brings us eternal benefits. What can you do to replicate an eternal gift? We can't. Everything we could do has a shelf life, has a duration that it's going to last, but yet what he's done for us brings us eternal benefits, and nothing we can do or say can thank God in proportion to what he's done for us. And yet God calms our spirits when we show him thanks. Don't worry about waiting for the right moment to show your thankfulness to God. You'll never have that perfect moment or that grand gesture that will make you feel that you finally thank God enough for all that he has done for you. It is right to praise, it is right to thank the Lord, and it is right to praise him and thank him all the time. And not only is it right to have a thankful heart towards God, there's also a demonstration of our love towards him when we do so. Again, look at what it says in verse number 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. When the man saw that he was healed, he turned back. It wasn't himself that he was focused on. It wasn't his love for life that he was focused on. It wasn't his love for his family that he was finally going to be reunited with that he was focused on. It wasn't his love for now renewed health that he was focused on. It was his newfound love for Christ that compelled him to completely change course and to go back to the one who had healed him. You may love church, you may love fellowship with believers, you may love pie, I hope you all do, but you should love Jesus most. What makes your night complete tonight is not that you were able to attend church or that you were able to talk to everyone at church or that you were able to sample every single pie, and that would be quite a feat if you do that. What makes your night complete should be that you glorified and thanked God personally, that you gave thanks to Christ personally for what he means to you and for things that he's done for you. There's a great blessing in being thankful to Christ, and it starts when you take advantage of the opportunities to thank him personally. What we also see is that thankfulness is accepted by Christ. Thankfulness is accepted by Christ. In verses 16 to 18, we see it, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. The man falls on his face at the feet of Christ, and he gives him thanks, and all of this Samaritan's act of thanksgiving are accepted by Christ. We tend to look at the words of Christ here and only focus on the negative, where he's thinking, weren't there 10 of you? Where are the rest of them? That we often think that he was grieved that with 10 men that were healed, only one came back and 9 kept going, only thinking about themselves. But we miss the fact that this one man's praise is greatly appreciated and accepted. Jesus asked the question in verse number 17. He says, where are the 9? Which seems to be a criticism against the 9 men who didn't return having been healed, but it also serves as really a huge commendation for this one man who went against everything those 9 other men opted for. He could have very easily followed the crowd. He could have easily gone with the other 9 men to show himself to the priest to be declared clean, but instead he went against the decision of the majority, and he was delightfully accepted by Christ. Offering praise to God has really never been the popular decision. Giving thanks to God has never been accepted by the majority. And yet it always is acceptable to God. God always delights in receiving our praise. He always delights in receiving our thanksgiving, provided that it comes from our hearts with a sincere affection and not just our lip service. And if praise is pleasant to God, we should do everything we can to please him. The blessedness of thankfulness is that those who are thankful end up receiving the most blessing. This one man left the other 9 who were on their way to stand before the priest to be declared ceremonially clean, to glorify God and thank Jesus. This man did. He was going to be blessed by hearing the priest declare him as clean, as he would once again be able to live a normal life, be able to go back home, be able to interact with his family who he most likely hadn't seen in quite some time. But he put that all on hold in order to offer his most sincere thanks to Christ for healing him. He didn't return to Christ to be blessed more than what Christ had already blessed him. He returned out of a love, out of an appreciation for what Christ had done for him. Blessings were awaiting him Once he was to be declared clean. But now that he was clean, now that he was healed, even more blessings would be received because of his thankfulness. Notice what it says in verse 18 and 19. There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The other nine men, they missed out on what was really important. They missed out on the greatest blessing. They thought that they were blessed more than anyone else. As they stood before the priest later that day and were declared ceremonially clean, they thought they got everything that was there to be received. But they missed the most important part. This one man got it all. Because they were only concerned about physical healing, little did they know that what Christ was going to offer this one man was far more valuable than being healed from leprosy. The other nine men's faith was only in the miracle working power of Christ to heal. And when they experienced that power and having their leprosy cured, their faith was satisfied and it just vanished. They failed to see that Christ was so much more than a great healer, but that he is indeed the Son of God. And this one man realized the greatness of Christ that day. And that's why he returned. He examined himself and he saw no more signs of leprosy in his body. It wasn't an excitement for being healed that overcame him. It was an excitement over realizing that he had been a recipient of God's blessing. This man realized that there was no better place to be at that moment than at the feet of Jesus. It was no longer necessary to run to the priest. It was no longer necessary to return to his former life, to go home, to hug his kids, hug his wife. It was no longer necessary to return to what was normal for him. Nothing else was important from showing Jesus praise and thanksgiving. Everything else would have to wait until the joy he had for Christ could fully be expressed in his love and appreciation for what Christ had done. So he forsook everything for Christ. And what he got in return on that investment was far better than anything he could have ever imagined. He put Christ before everything and before everyone else, valuing Christ greater than everyone and everything else. And notice again how Christ rewarded him in verse 19. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Yes, Jesus blessed him when he healed him. But the real blessing came when Christ spoke these words. Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This man was first seen crying out to Jesus back in verse 13. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Expecting only physical healing, but he would be remade, not just physically, but also spiritually. He didn't just leave Jesus that day healed from leprosy, but he left as a child of God. He was satisfied and he was pleased with the physical healing that he received, but his faith in Christ as the Son of God, not just a healer, led him back to the Lord, where he was then made a new creation in Christ. He then presumably, which we don't know, but we presume that this is what happened, after he left Jesus' presence, he then went to go show himself to the priest as he was originally instructed to do. He was then not just declared clean and able to get back into his old life, but he was now full of joy because he had been saved spiritually by Christ. You see, those other nine men had been blessed physically. They had been declared clean. They had been able to reintegrate back into society, but they all returned to their old lives, and they returned to all their old problems. They returned to all their old issues without the hope and the peace that this one man had in Christ. No matter how great of a life you may live here on earth, it will always be miserable when you live it apart from Christ. Nine of these men received a temporary blessing from Christ. And I say temporary because they would still end up dying physically at some point. They all received a temporary blessing, but one received an eternal blessing. And that came as a result of a lasting faith in Christ. When the faith of the nine men died once they were healed, the faith of the one grew stronger, leading him back to the Savior, where he was the recipient of the greatest blessing ever to be received. We've looked at perspective of the nine. We've looked at their perspective of the one that returned. And very quickly, I just want to look at the perspective of Christ. Christ heals 10 men who had no hope of finding a cure. And after healing them, only one returns to offer him praise and thanks. You can almost sense a discouraged and agitated Christ as you read some of his words here as the one man returned, where he asked the question in verse 17, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the nine? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. Nine men received an incredible blessing from Christ and went on to live their lives without so much as a single offer of thanks. It can be discouraging to see people benefit from God's daily blessings and attribute them to some other source and just ignore God altogether. You wish that people would open up their eyes to see how good God has been to them, how much God has done for them. You almost want to grab them by the collar and say, "Don't you realize that it was God that did this for you? Don't you realize that you're only here because of God's mercy and compassion? Don't you realize that it was God who has done all of this?" It's the Christian's responsibility to be praising God because no one else is going to do it for us. As it is, we struggle praising him, though, and showing him thanks that he deserves, but we should be doing it as often as possible. At times, you may feel even like Jesus felt here in this passage, wondering why more haven't come to salvation, wondering why more haven't realized the goodness of God and the wonder of his grace. For how good and wonderful God is, so many more people should be gathering to offer him praise and thanksgiving. Many more should be congregating to hear his words. Many more should be coming to him for salvation. The beauty of God is that even if a single person is saved, we have every reason to be grateful and thankful and to continue on witnessing for him. We just need to realize that gratitude is never deserving to be directed our way, but always toward God. And even with all that Christ has done for us, he is still not praised in proportion to how he pours out blessings. And that works incredibly beneficial for us because he blesses us more than what we could ever do to thank him in return. I pray that we can strive to at least reverse that trend a little bit. May we show some true and some sincere spirit of thankfulness to our Lord and Savior tonight, who has been merciful, who has been gracious, and as his word says, desires for all men to be saved. Let's pray this evening and then we'll go and sing one more song and enjoy some delicious pie that's waiting for us. Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be in your house this evening. And I pray, Lord, that as we've looked at your word, Lord, sang a number of songs and, Lord, shared some wonderful praises and testimonies for how good you are. I pray, Lord, that we would understand just how blessed it is to be thankful. And I pray, Lord, that this spirit of thankfulness carries on more than throughout this week, but, Lord, throughout the rest of our lives. I pray that we would not forget how much we need to be thankful for, Lord, as you are doing daily blessings that you're pouring out upon us, Lord. I pray that we would have our eyes open just to see how good and gracious you are to us. Lord, forgive us for our lack of appreciation, our lack of gratitude at times. But Lord, may we reverse that tonight. May we start, Lord, by praising you for your goodness and for your wonderful grace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Before we head on into the gymnasium,